Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, based on what you've written in the Chronicle, boy, it sure doesn't sound like city council's in any kind of hurry.
Well, it's interesting. You know, since the plan was unveiled at Howard Terminal, there's been a lot of action going on. We had the mayor back it. We've had the Port Commission green light, say, let's go with negotiations. Two bills have making their way really quickly through Sacramento, one that would sort of streamline the permitting process, the other one that would set up a special tax financing district to help pay for the infrastructure, about $200 million that's going to be needed for this. This thing was moving pretty fast, and now it hits the city council, however, and they're going not so fast. They're saying, look, we want to take a look at this. We want to take a look at these bills that are being proposed in Sacramento, and we have the final say in this, so it's going to be on our timetable.
How much of this has to do with that singed finger feeling dating back to Al Davis and the Raiders?
A lot of it. You'd understand that Oakland and Alameda County taxpayers are still on the hook for that deal. There's questions between public financing and private financing. You also have a situation here where, let's take a little look at it. You have, you know, Mayor Libby Schaft. Is she going to be around when this thing's built? They've got term limits. These council members are the ones that are going to have to approve it and then live with it. So they've got questions on everything from traffic. I was talking to one. I said, traffic? Yeah. He said, yeah, the gondola's fine. It's a great idea. But come on, how are people going to get 35,000 people going to get in and out of this part of the Port of Oakland? There's questions about the Maritime. But I think the big one, Stan, Susan, is the taxing. How much money or where the money comes from? Because you're talking about putting infrastructure in for a ballpark when Oakland is yet to fix its potholes. I mean, right, that's not an easy place to be if you're on the city council.
Yeah, talk about infrastructure and that whole question of the political value of a ballpark, right? So an A's crowd of 20 or 30,000 people might have how many thousand Oakland voters in it versus people from Hayward or Pinole or somewhere else?
Now, polls have showed that there is a big support in Oakland across the board for a downtown ballpark. And they keep citing that and saying, well, look at the support we have.
Yeah, but even at that, right, I mean, how many of those people go to ball games?
Stan, even with that, the last time they asked for a plan was for the Laney College site, and that lasted a good 2 minutes before they found out.
I never even got out to the public. That was just
despite
the
polls and this. Yeah. So the point here is that they're going to be taking a look at these laws and these things that are sailing through Sacramento pretty fast. They want to take a look at the plan. They want to have the numbers. They have yet to come out, and so I'm not sure they're going to making it on the A's timeline. There's a lot of energy there, a lot of enthusiasm, and I think Dave Cavill is probably the guy that confront this thing. But there's a lot of questions out there. They haven't been answered. The A's say they will be answered, but it's going to be interesting because all politics is local, and this is about as local as it gets.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.